USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Judge Amy Coney Barrett continues to face questions from the Senate Judiciary Committee on day three of her Supreme Court confirmation hearing, including some about her mentor, the late Justice Antonin Scalia. Responding to a series of questions from Connecticut Senator Chris Coons, Barrett explained that while she agrees with Justice Scalia's philosophy, she would be her own justice if confirmed.
Everything that he said is not necessarily what I would agree with or what I would do if I were Justice Barrett. That was Justice Scalia. So I share his philosophy, but I have never said that I would always reach the same outcome as he did.
A judge is putting a temporary hold on a pair of coronavirus orders from Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers, the court removing orders from the governor limiting the number of people allowed in public gatherings and setting capacity limits on bars and restaurants. The judge has ordered a hearing next week where the administration will have an opportunity to defend those orders. This is USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Virginia residents will have an extra 48 hours to register to vote after the state's online registration system went down for several hours on the final day to register. A judge ordered Wednesday that the deadline be pushed back to Thursday night after a cut fiber optics cable took out the websites of several state agencies, including the state's voter registration system, for several hours on Tuesday. Officials say the cable was accidentally cut during a roadside utilities project in Chesterfield County, Virginia. President Trump and former Vice President Joe Biden will still go head-to-head on Thursday night, just not on the debate stage as originally planned. President Trump will participate in a town hall with NBC News from Miami, while Biden will appear in an ABC town hall from Philadelphia. Both are scheduled to begin at 8 p.m. The second presidential debate, originally scheduled for Thursday, was canceled after President Trump refused to participate in the event's new virtual format. This is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here are some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
The Senate will take up a coronavirus stimulus bill next week, but with no sign of a deal with Democrats, the likelihood of its passage is questionable. USA Radio Network's Tim Berg has more details.
Senate Republicans are announcing they'll be voting on a targeted coronavirus aid package next week. Their new bill is likely to extend a loan program for small businesses and include another round of stimulus checks. There is currently no bipartisan deal, so Democrats are likely to filibuster or block the bill. As far as the $1.8 trillion bill that Democrats rebuffed in the House, Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi says,
"All of my colleagues, we represent these people. I have for over 30 years represented my constituents. I know what their needs are. I listen to them, and their needs are not addressed in the president's proposal."
Thousands of California residents are at risk of losing power as high winds and rising temperatures are raising the risk for more wildfires. Pacific Gas and Electric says with dry conditions and wind gusts of over 55 miles an hour forecast, it began planning shutdowns Wednesday as a safety measure to prevent wildfires from being started by downed power lines. About 54,000 customers in 24 counties could see their power cut Wednesday evening. The utility says power would be restored by Friday. And for the first time in 77 years, the NFL will not hold a Pro Bowl this season. The league announced Wednesday it will forego this year's edition of the game, scheduled to take place in Las Vegas, as it focuses on playing a full season in the middle of the coronavirus pandemic. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.